Diva Kaja is me sure Joe Ballard Thoughtful she arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. Everton274@sky.com. Everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. Well, on this week's programme, we're having a lot of my favourites, OK? We've got a couple of emails which we'll look at during the course of the programme. But, as I say, a lot of my favourites, and I hope, as I said earlier, that some of them will be your favourites too. And, starting with one of the big favourites on the programme, Daniel O'Donnell. In fact, I think we might get two Daniel O'Donnell tracks in on this week's programme. Starting with Daniel, he hails from Donegal, and that's where he wants to go home to.
As I stand above the starboard bow and watch the ocean foam, as I view each new horizon, I grow further from my home. I'm sailing on a foreign ship that's bound for Montreal, but I'll view the world and make my destination Donegal. I would make my way from Malin to Bundoran through Raphoe or Port Salon down Killybegs by Chrysla and Dunloe. I'd wander round by Barnesmore Gap on everyone I'd call. There beyond the blue stack mountains in the town of Donegal. Donegal, I miss you, and I'll never understand why I left you for these foreign lands against my heart's command. Whatever fortune comes my way, whatever may befall, I know I'll make my destination Donegal. I would make my way from Malin to Bundoran through Raphoe or Port Salon down to Killybegs by Chrysla and Dunloe. I'd wander round by Barnesmore Gap on everyone I'd call. There beyond the blue stack mountains in the town of Donegal, I know I'll make my final destination Donegal.
I know I've made my final destination Donegal, and who better to sing about Donegal than Daniel O'Donnell, the county from which he hails. I talk regularly on the programme about my growing up and the hoolies that we used to have in our house. Now, for those of you who are just new to the programme, a hoolie, well, it's an Irish word for a party. And this was before the days of television, well, certainly in our household growing up. And every, second or third Sunday evening about 7 o'clock, we'd start this hoolie. It would be a bit of a sing-along, you know. Everybody would do their party piece and Joe, of course, would play the piano and everybody sang the song. And we also collected records. Now, there's a word, records, that isn't used certainly with regard to music these days. We're all into MP3s and iPods and iPads and all sorts of things. But when I was growing up, we had 78 records, which broke when you dropped them. Okay, I'm rabbiting on a bit, but I just want to introduce this record that we had in our house when I was growing up. Now, do make allowances. It was recorded in the days of steam recording, a long time ago. But it's Joseph Locke. Have a listen to this.
Listening to a story told one day, a story of a lovely land so many miles away. And as he sat and listened all about that emerald isle, his Irish eyes just glistened as he answered with a smile. When you talk about old Ireland, sure I picture a beautiful scene. Every lake, every dell, where the fairy folk dwell, where the shamrock grows greener than green. When you talk about old Ireland, every word brings a fond memory. It's the same when I hear an old Irish refrain. Seems St. Patrick himself whispers, come home again. When you talk about old Ireland, then you're talking of heaven to me. Patrick himself whispers, come home again. When you talk about old Ireland, then you're talking of
Joseph Locke, who was an icon in the late 50s and early 60s, started life as a policeman working in Londonderry and then moved over to London and, well, started singing and never looked back. I had the good fortune of meeting him on two occasions and once accompanying him singing Danny Boy, but that's for a story for another day. when you talk about old Ireland. The beauty of doing a programme like Sounds Irish, that I can change the various types, styles and genre of music, because I'm a great lover of all types and styles of Irish music. We're going to change the style once again now, because we're having Gerry O'Connor's Flying Fingers on his banjo, playing the Jolly Tinker. Off into the sunset, maestro on the banjo, Gerry O'Connor and the Jolly Tinker. Now, friends, it's definitely self-indulgence time on this week's Sounds Irish. I want to play for you a track that I play quite often on the programme. I just love it so much. It's the story of Matthew. And as I said with Daniel O'Donnell earlier on, we might have a second Johnny McAvoy track before the end of the programme. But this is the song that tells the story of the old man in the nursing home looking out of the window. He's looking out and thinking about his life, and he looks down the lights and reminisces about his life, how he tried his best all through his life, but somehow it didn't seem to work out. Listen to Johnny McAvoy and Matthew.
Thank you. What are you thinking of, Matthew, my friend, as you sit in your room all alone? You can see the bright lights in the city below, in the place where you once called your home. And I'm sure you can still hear the laughter and noise of your kids as they run and they play. And you thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. And your mother's long gone, and your father's too, and there's times that you wish you were dead. And this morning the nurse took your whiskey away when she said you're not right in the head. And when your wife calls, you can't think of her name, and her visits get shorter each day. And you wish in your heart you could walk out the door, but it just doesn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. I can see you've been thinking again of the past, and the place where the tall cedar grows. You remember the evening you planted the tree, but I'm sure that nobody else does. And it grew to the sky as the years drifted by, and I'm sure it's still standing today. But Matthew, it's somebody else's tree now, 'cause it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. So close your eyes, Matthew, say goodnight to the world. There's a better one waiting for you. Your time here is over, it's time to move on. There's nothing here left you can do. But you could have moved mountains and danced on the moon. You could have turned night into day. And you thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way. Just didn't work out, just didn't work out, just didn't work out that way. You thought you were doing the best that you could, but it just didn't work out that way.
one of the greatest entertainers in my book, certainly from the late 60s right through, Johnny McAvoy, a very talented musician. He writes good songs, he sings good songs, and I always look on him as a sort of a troubadour. There's a lovely line in that song, "But Matthew, it's somebody else's tree now." I think that is one fabulous song. And now for a song from Brendan O'Dowda. We couldn't have a Sounds Irish programme without a track from Brendan. But this is one of the Percy French songs, because he made a couple of albums of Percy French songs. And it tells the story of Whistling Phil McHugh. He came over from Dunlahy, you see. And this girl, Mary, she just was besotted by him. But he went away and left her. And every day she'd stand at the door waiting to hear his whistling. I'll tell you what, I let Brendan tell the story.
Oh, Whistling Phil McHugh has come over from Bunlahy, and we don't know what's come to little Mary Ann Mulcahy. For ever since the day that Philly came a-whistling, she stands in the doorway, and she's waiting and she's listening. Ah, Mary, you're contrary, come in and shut the door. Phil's are over, short is over, and he'll not come back a store. But she's listening for the whistling, she's waiting by the shore, for that arm to be warm round her waist once more. There's Thady of the cows, she you know 10 acre Thady, with his fine new slated house, he'd make her quite a lady. But Thady needn't stay, and there's no use his intriguing, for her heart is far away, 'tis with Phil McHugh Stravagan. Ah, Mary, you're contrary, come in and shut the door. Phil's are over, short is over, and he'll not come back a store. But she's listening for the whistling, she's waiting by the shore, for that arm to be warm round her waist once more. There's Danny Michael Dan, who is 6 foot in his stockings, a very proper man, but she never heeds his knockings. She'll keep him standing there for 3/4 of a minute, but she's racing like a hare when she thinks that Phil is in it. Ah, Mary, you're contrary, come in and shut the door. Phil's are over, short is over, and he'll not come back a store. But she's listening for the whistling, she's waiting by the shore, for that arm to be warm round her waist once more. 'Tis wisdom's golden rule, I do teach her till I tire, that every girl's a fool, aye, and every man a liar. What's that you say you hear that set you all a-trembly? 'Tis but the wind, I fear, that is whistling down the chimbley. Oh, Mary, you're contrary, come in and bar the door. What's that scufflin', fill your ruffin? Sure I knew he'd come a-store. She's been settin' there and frettin', but now her grievin's o'er, and the singin' will be ringin' round her heart once more.
Sure I knew he'd come a-store. Brendan O'Dowda and Whistling Phil McHugh. Sure every girl's a fool and every man's a liar. Brendan O'Dowda. Okay, we're changing styles again now on this week's programme. This is a singer that I've been playing quite a lot on the programme over the last couple of months. Mick Galvin, I think he has a lovely voice, and he's singing the praises of Galway Bay. In fact, he says, it's heaven around Galway Bay.
When they told me that Ireland was heaven, I said that's where I'm longing to stay. Then an emigrant boy said, "That's my land. If you please, sir, I'll show you the way. When you see smiling faces that greet you with a kid meal, a fulcher, a store. When a candle burns bright in the window of a cabin with only one door. When you see the moon rise over Cladach, where the golden sand kisses the sea, then you're on the right road, sir, for heaven, for it's heaven around Galway Bay. In that church on the hill, neath the moonlight, you might hear a sweet angel's voice sing. She's the angel whose heart I make gladden when I give her my old flannel ring. When a lady who smiles so divinely at the sound of the bell stops to pray, just to say to her, "God save you kindly," and to heaven she'll show you the way. When the old-fashioned lady who greets you says, "Come in, sir, you're welcome to stay," then you're on the right road, sir, for heaven, for it's heaven around Galway Bay. Yes, you're on the right road, sir, for heaven, for it's heaven around Galway Bay.
A couple of things about that track. I should have pointed out to you before I played it that there's one line in it that says, "Caid mí le fáilte a stór," which means, in the Irish language, 100,000 welcomes, my treasure. They're just, a stór is an Irish word of endearment. And secondly, something that I've been dying to point out on the programme and keep forgetting about it. It's heaven around Galway Bay, G-A-L-W-A-Y, Galway. Now, a lot of people outside of Ireland, and you can't blame them because that's the way it's written, call it Galway. It isn't Galway, it's Galway. Galway Bay, sung for us there by Mick Galvin. Now, I don't think we've had a female singer on the programme this week so far. We're going to put that right now. I was talking earlier on about the hoolies we used to have in our house growing up. This was one of the songs that my young sister used to sing quite well. Here's Anne Breen.
Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day, and it nestled in the ocean on a spot so far away. And when the angels found it, sure it looked so sweet and fair. They said, "Suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there." Then they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrocks grow. It's the only place you'll find it, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver just to make its legs look grand. And when they had it finished, sure it looks so sweet and fair. They said, suppose we leave it, for it looks so peaceful there. Then they sprinkled it with stardust just to make the shamrocks grow. It's the only place you'll find it, no matter where you go. Then they dotted it with silver just to make its lakes look grand. And when they had it finished, sure they called it
Breen and A Little Bit of Heaven. Now, here's a track from Jim McCann. I think I played his Carrick Fergus a couple of weeks ago, but this time he's telling us all about Spansel Hill, which is in County Clare. Well, you see, he was in California and he fell asleep and he dreamt he was back home in Spansel Hill. But he got a rude awakening.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind went bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and I followed with the will till next I came to anchor at the cross in Spansel Hill. It been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assembled there. The young, the old, the brave and the bold came there at the parish church in Clooney, a mile from Spansel Hill. I went to see me neighbours, to see what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, the young ones turning grey. But I met the tailor Quigley, he's as bold as ever still. Ah, he used to make me breeches when I lived in Spansel Hill. First and only love, she's as white as any lily, gentle as a dove. And she threw her arms around me, saying, Johnny, I love you still. Ah, she's now the farmer's daughter and the pride of Spansel Hill.
I dreamt I held and kissed her, as in the days of yore. Ah, Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before. Then the cock, he crew in the morning, he crew both loud and shrill. I awoke in California, many miles from Spansel Hill.
I awoke in California, many miles from Spansel Hill. Jim McCann there. Okay, let's have an instrumental from the Kilfenora Cayley Band. There's two reels here, Paddy Ryan's Dream and Ballinasloe Fair. This should get your feet tapping.